Hi, this is Richie Ray. I'm the pharmacist in charge of Richie Specialty Pharmacy, and I'd like to talk to you about oral, sublingual, or under-the-tongue delivery of medications. This order form that you have in front of you on the upper right-hand corner says submagna-focused order form. Now, before we get into this, a little bit about it. Submagna HMW. That is a base that is intended to carry different drugs through the mucosal membranes into the mouth. I would encourage you to go to submagna.com to learn more about that base. In actuality, it is something that we worked with PCCA for a long period of time to create and work through the different details associated with it. It is available at Richie's. It is available at thousands of pharmacies across the nation, and quite frankly, could be available to any pharmacy that wishes to have it. So this technology, this delivery of medication into the mouth, although you're looking at an order form specific to the pharmacy that I own, we are happy to share this information with anybody that wants to look at it because the need is much, much greater than any one pharmacy. So should you have anyone nationwide that wishes to talk about it, which could include a pharmacy, a different healthcare provider, MD, DO, ANP, PA certified, we are happy to share. Richie's only serves Texas, but we will talk with anybody, anywhere. Now, let's get into a little bit more about the medications themselves. But before we do that, let's talk about the oral cavity in general. One of the things that we really learned for drug delivery is a couple of different things. Good oral hygiene matters. And so a patient that brushes their teeth, that flosses, that then also washes their mouth out with warm water, it's kind of like prepping an area before medications are applied. What are some different medications that we do? Semaglutide is one. As you look at that first line, semaglutide by itself in Submagna, we're actually taking the commercially available semaglutide tablet and grinding it up so you don't have to worry about where the source comes from or things of that nature, but we're able to deliver that medication where a patient holds it in their mouth and absorption occurs there, not in the stomach where, as we all know, less than 1% of semaglutide that hits the stomach is absorbed there. We're seeing a lot of success in this category. We'd love to talk to you more about it. Second drug down, naltrexone. Richie's has never really been doing much in the naltrexone range, but it's something that a lot of prescribers had talked to us about and said, you know, the ability to titrate up and down, move around the dosing could be useful. And so we have a compounded naltrexone, 6 mg/mL, with directions. And as you can tell, there's a little square there that a prescriber would simply elect what dosing would you want a patient to have. This allows it to be where a patient has one prescription and we can titrate up and down. You could go down to 0.25 mLs or 1/4 of 1 ml and be dosing a patient with 1.5 milligrams. An easy way to compound it. Naltrexone's been around a long period of time. Lots of information on it. Again, happy to talk to you more about that if you would like. Further down from that, sumatriptan. One of the things that we've seen recently, and one of the articles that I think was quite compelling, is it talked about all the different newer medications that are out for headache control, for migraines, for things of that nature. And what they found in this particular study is, guess what? Triptans are really good. And in many ways, they are superior to some of the newer medications that are out. And so there's a need associated with it. Now, sumatriptan, same active ingredients, it's in Imitrex. So there's a couple different things on that. There's obviously a sumatriptan commercially available tablet that a patient takes and it goes to the stomach and it's absorbed there, obviously slower to act. There is sumatriptan injectable, which a lot of patients, when you're having a migraine, the last thing they want to do is do a shot. And then there's sumatriptan as a nasal spray. This is different from that. This is sumatriptan in Submagna. So a patient places 1 mL in the mouth, holds it there 2 minutes. We mimicked or followed after the general thought process of nasal. But the neat thing about this is incredibly cost effective. You don't have to do a needle. You don't have to do a nasal spray. It's just absorption in the oral cavity. And so we see a need there. And then last but not least, we did have a number of prescribers that approached us and said, you know, we would like to have a combination. Many of our patients that are wanting a GLP-1 and semaglutide also were on some sort of medication to treat erectile dysfunction or address that. Can we have a combination of those two? As you looked at the different medications that were out there, ranging from tadalafil, vardenafil, sildenafil, there's one of those, specifically tadalafil, that has a 2.5 milligram dose once daily on an ongoing basis, not immediately prior to sexual activity, just a normal daily dosing that was regularly being done. And so what we did is we send off for testing to ensure that it is potent, it is stable, it makes sense, but a combination that has tadalafil and semaglutide both in it. Now, the neat thing about it is that really didn't increase our cost too much as it relates to this particular compound, so it was very minor in the increased cost to the patient. As we look at these different things, as we explore different ways to deliver medication into the mouth, I believe Submagna HMW will become more systemic in its usage. It is a wonderful base to utilize. It is readily available. Any 503A pharmacy that wishes to get it, quite frankly, I, through a separate company, can help them do that. I love to talk about this. The delivery of medication into the mouth and the absorption there is, in my mind, a true game changer in so many realms. And the idea of being able to use it this way in lieu of a lozenge, in lieu of a different treatment option where a lozenge has been taken out into the mouth and then taken from that hard tablet form into a solution form and then into the mouth, we're already preparing it in that solution format already. And so it is one step further beyond that scope. In addition to that, from a compounding standpoint, this is a whole lot easier to work with than making a lozenge as well. If there's anything we can do or some of these different things, you go, that is interesting. I'd love to explore that further. Please reach out. You can go to richies.com, engage us there. Our toll-free phone and fax are on the upper right-hand corner of this order form. But I believe this approach, this idea of delivering medications into the oral cavity, into the mouth, absorption there rather than the stomach or having to do a shot, is going to be something substantial. Beyond that, with regard to GLP-1s, as more and more literature comes out, if a patient hits his or her targeted weight and goes off a GLP-1, as we've all seen, the literature supports that in the vast majority of situations, those patients are going to regain a large percentage of the weight that they've lost. We don't want to do that. The decrease in weight creates so many positivities. It decreases so many different cardiovascular events, challenges here. The list goes on and on. We believe this delivery of a cost-effective GLP-1 is going to be something that is going to either A, be taken on by patients that don't want to use the shot in the first place, or B, many patients that go, I've already utilized an injectable and I've utilized those different things and now I would like to look at my, quote, forever GLP-1. If there's anything we can do, please reach out. We'd love to talk. As you can tell from this presentation, I am quite passionate about it. And if there's anything that I can do, or if you go, what about this? Again, we would love to talk and help any way we can. Please reach out. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful rest of your day.